Smile. 90.4 FM.
So we were renting this brand new apartment in Greenpoint, and it had these really beautiful modern fittings. Mm-hmm. It really was a beautiful apartment. And in the ensuite bathroom, you might remember I spoke about this. This was the ensuite bathroom that didn't have a bathroom door.
Yes, I remember.
Remember that one?
You had to send Peter on his way every time you wanted to use the bathroom.
Okay, so in that bathroom, there was one of these wall-hung toilets. I don't know if you've seen those before. Yes. There's no cistern. Yes. It's just hanging from the wall.
Hate those.
Not more than me. So anyway, the toilet, the way it's positioned, it's quite low. Okay. All right? It's not high like your normal toilets. It's low down. One day I came home. We were doing the show and it had been a long day and I was bursting for the loo. And I just went into the bathroom and I flopped down. Forgetting how low it was. And I broke the whole toilet seat. Cracked it right down the middle.
Oh, dear.
And at first I thought it was funny. I was like, man, gotta lay off those donuts. But when I tried to have it replaced, it wasn't funny at all. So at this point, I need to add that we were a month away from our rental contract expiring. And I really wanted us to get our full deposit back, which was quite sizable. So I found out what type of toilet it was, and then I phoned the supplier and I asked if I could just get a replacement toilet seat. Problem solved, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. The toilet that we had in the apartment was, and I'll never forget this, a Catalano soft closed unit imported from Italy. And they didn't have any replacement seats in the country.
And it was lockdown.
And it was hard lockdown. To make things worse, the shape of the toilet seat meant I couldn't get like a universal toilet seat off another toilet because it was a very specific shape.
Mm.
So I was starting to panic. I was like, this is broken and I can't get it fixed. So I've got a friend who's a plumber and I asked him what I should do. And he said that I was going to have to replace the entire toilet unit.
Mm.
To put a new one in that was similar, it would cost me 10,000 rand.
What?
Just for the toilet. Not even the labor or the materials or anything like that. 10,000 rand. I was freaking out. So anyway, I made some calls and a friend of mine said, all right, Lindy, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who might be able to help. So I jotted down this name and this number and they said, all right, go there, tell them John sent you. So anyway, off I go, land up taking the broken toilet seat to a place in Salt River, which I can only describe as an Aladdin's cave of toilets, right? Toilet seats, toilet handles, cisterns from floor to ceiling, just like surrounding this little man who was sitting on a stool working on these things. Mm. This wizard of a man was able to, using some kind of sanitary ware sorcery, take the broken toilet seat and fix it, Bobby, so flawlessly that it looked like it was never broken in the first place.
Wow.
He molded it, he buffed it, he polished it, he painted, and he fixed it.
You escaped with your salary.
I tell you what, no one ever noticed, and we got our deposit back.
Oh, good.
So somebody please give this man a buzz. I actually did give him a bottle of whiskey.
And you've never flopped down on a toilet seat again.
Oh, no. Sense. I actually banned both Peter and myself from sitting. I hovered until we left.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.